Coming up next on Lutheran Radio UK.
Songs of Hope, a weekly reflection on the Psalms with Denise Seaman.
Welcome and thank you again for joining me as we read and explore the Scriptures, God's holy word of hope and joy. Today's Psalm 128 is another of the Songs of Ascent. My Bible notes say that this psalm is likely a pilgrim song, recited by the travelers in the company of their families as the mountains of Jerusalem come into view. Psalm 128. Blessed is everyone who fears the Lord, who walks in his ways. You shall eat the fruit of the labor of your hands. You shall be blessed, and it shall be well with you. Your wife will be like a fruitful vine within your house. Your children will be like olive shoots around your table. Behold, thus shall the man be blessed who fears the Lord. The Lord bless you from Zion. May you see the prosperity of Jerusalem all the days of your life. May you see your children's children. Peace be upon Israel. If you've been to a wedding recently, you probably have heard at least one person verbalize some kind of a blessing to the new couple in the form of a toast, salute, or a prayer. As Christians, we recognize and believe that all good gifts and blessings come from God. Our bodies, our families, our intellect, our wealth, our homes, and most importantly, our faith, are all manifestations of God's grace and mercy toward us because of his deep and steadfast love for us. None of these blessings are deserved or keep us from sinning, unfortunately, but because we fear the Lord, that is, because we put our trust completely in him, we know that as repentant sinners, God grants us merciful forgiveness so that we can continue to walk in his ways. God gives us here a picture in this psalm of how he desires families to live with the blessings received. Eating the fruit of the labor of our hands, enjoying intimacy and kindness between husband and wife, and to celebrate with children gathered together around the table for meals. Now, it is not hard for the Lord to bless us in such ways, but it can be very hard for us sinners to actually live harmoniously every day, even with the ones we love the most. Spouses don't always agree on how to spend money or how to raise the kids. Children squabble over the perceived unfairness of sharing. In a self-centered world, families ignore the feelings of family members to have their own way. But all of these things shouldn't keep us from trying with the help of God and his word. There is a Greek word I've always liked, koinonia. In English, it is translated fellowship, and it means sharing, participation in a common thing. Christian fellowship is both heavenly and earthly. Being in fellowship with Christ through Holy Communion means we receive Christ's body and blood for the forgiveness of all of our sins. As Paul the Apostle wrote in 1 Corinthians 10:16, "The cup of blessing that we bless, is it not a participation in the blood of Christ?" And in Paul's final greeting in 2 Corinthians 13:14, he says, "The grace of the Lord Jesus Christ and the love of God and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with you all." This heavenly fellowship is most definitely the most precious of all of God's gifts. The blessing of earthly fellowship will follow. From today's psalm in verse 4, "Behold, thus shall the man be blessed who fears the Lord." Fearing the Lord means to trust him and walk in his ways, to bear the mark of a Christian in all you do. Whether we are in our homes or in our churches, we are called to sacrifice our self-interest and instead encourage and build up one another in faith in God and good works to his glory. Paul again points out the importance of Christian unity depending on faithfulness to Christ over our selfish ways. In 1 Corinthians chapter 1, verse 10, "I appeal to you, brothers, by the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, that all of you agree and that there be no divisions among you, but that you be united in the same mind and the same judgment." Koinonia was the name of my parents' church fellowship group many years ago, and though as a young girl I loved how the word sounded, I never fully appreciated the deeper meaning of the word. True Christian fellowship, in addition to worship, meals, and activities together on a regular basis, is a blessing to us, and it is more than just tolerating someone. It is actively loving, listening to, and forgiving our fellow believers. We will never be free of our sinful, selfish thoughts and deeds, but God has equipped all of us with the spiritual gifts necessary to encourage and strengthen one another in our earthly strifes. This blessing is for our own households, too, so that not only can our families live peacefully with each other, but also that the way in which we conduct ourselves and live as Christians can be a witness to our friends and neighbors. One of the nicest compliments I remember receiving came unexpectedly when a friend visiting from out of town came to our home for an afternoon of catching up. The first thing she said upon entering and looking around was, what a quiet, peaceful home you have. I can truly feel the presence of the Lord in here. Well, I think I mumbled something like, by the grace of God, for I did feel a little bit like Sarah, who doubted and laughed to herself when she overheard the Lord tell her husband, Abraham, that she would bear a child, and especially at her age. No, my home is not always so quiet and peaceful. Yet it was a reminder to me of all of the blessings God graciously bestows on his people, whether we deserve it or not. God blesses us with his almighty presence, love, mercy, and grace. And we, in turn, can be blessings to our families and neighbors as well, praying for them, admonishing them, forgiving them, and sharing the great news of Christ's saving work on earth and in heaven. As my sister once said, we are blessed to be a blessing. Pass it on. If you ever have the opportunity to give a toast at a wedding, remember to encourage the new couple to recognize God's gifts all around them and to thank him for his mercy. God's faithful promise to be with us always and to bless us is for everyone. Hebrews 10:23-25 says, let us hold fast the confession of our hope without wavering, for he who promised is faithful. And let us consider how to stir up one another to love and good works, not neglecting to meet together, as is the habit of some, but encouraging one another, and all the more as you see the day drawing near. We pray. O Lord, open our eyes to appreciate your gifts, and let us praise you for their richness. Thank you for the faith you have blessed us with, and help us build our homes and families on the security of your word. Amen.
Oh.
Songs of Hope with Denise Seaman will be back next week. Please write your comments, suggestions or requests to info@lutheranradio.co.uk. Check our program online and stay tuned for more.
Love is in the air.
Christ is in the air.
Lutheran Radio UK.